Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is, of course, always at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Now, today is Tuesday, July 5th. 2022. And we have, let's see, a little technical difficulty. I was going to bring Mr. Whitener on with us, but his Skype doesn't seem to be getting. Julie, I just sent you his cell. If you could perhaps connect through his phone, and we'll see if maybe we could bring him on that way today. And, well, folks, I hope you had an enjoyable a bit of time with friends and family, off from work. I can't say it's a holiday. You know, I can't say that anymore. You know, I can't. I mean, it was formerly an Independence Day. You know, it was the best you could say. And, well, the way I had been putting that is prior to the creation of the first and second banks of the United States and Federal Reserve later. So if we could remove that Federal Reserve, I would, yeah, be all for celebrating again. So happy Federal Reserve Day until then, regarding yesterday, when we acknowledge our current overlords and thank them for allowing us to stay alive. Because I guess that's what we've reduced ourselves to. And my cat is very agitated by all this, clearly. All right, she just keeps wanting to get in a few words. But folks, there are always headlines, you know. There's always, of course, pressing news. Regarding the holiday, this is relevant. A quarter of voters are already admitting in polls, you know, and that's significant, I'd say, for especially the sources we have here. But a quarter of voters say they may soon have to take up arms against the government. So this was a poll from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics. You know, I bet if I put my cat right in front of the microphone, she would just be quiet. So maybe we'll try that. But, just days before Independence Day, the poll showed 28% of voters held such a belief. So, yeah, a little over a quarter there, including one of three Republicans, roughly one in three Independents, and one in five Democrats. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how our future goes here. Over in Canada, as far as their lack of freedoms, the Canadian health minister is out there saying, "You will never be fully vaxxed." This is the new right way to think about vaccinations. So despite increasingly compelling data and peer-reviewed studies, no less, coming out detailing the harms and side effects of these shots. I'm not going to call them vaccines, of course. Not that vaccines are safe either, folks. But Canada's Liberal Socialist Coalition government is doubling down, nonetheless, on these shots and appear ready to move the goalposts on what constitutes, well, in their words, vaccine compliance. Canadians will be required to get a COVID shot every 9 months for the foreseeable future, says Health Minister Jean-Yves Ducos, butchering his name. Previous definitions of fully vaccinated made no sense, he told reporters. Well, this isn't even this traditionally been defined as a vaccine, I would suggest. But, so, 9 months is very clear. and will help people understand why up to date is the right way to think about vaccination now, said Duclos. Fully vaccinated makes no sense now. It's about up to date. So am I up to date in my vaccination? Have I received a vaccination in the last 9 months? So we have, of course, also previously called to make vaccinations mandatory when asked by reporters if mandates would return in the autumn. We must continue to fight against COVID, is a canned response there. But Canada seems to be one of the few countries outside communist China who's frantically clinging to the COVID narrative, relentlessly pushing large, ineffective, and arguably dangerous shots on an increasingly fed-up population. And the Trudeau regime is increasingly unpopular as well, according to a recent Angus Reid poll, finding those who strongly support the government failing in single digits, falling into single digits, that is. The largest single category was strongly disapprove at 41%. Just because of this, how extreme, you know, Canada has become in the totalitarian COVID craze, just like Australia. That's why I put it up there in the headlines. And we should keep aware of the worst side effects that we're hearing. We've started to see a lot of lists of the worst side effects. But let's see here. I have top seven, according to, this was at touchstoneconnect.com. Let's see. Top seven scariest side effects from COVID-19 clot shots. Post-vaccine adverse events. The corporate media and the CDC never mentioned for fear of vaccine hesitancy, as they always call it. Number one, dropping dead suddenly from unexpected causes, a.k.a. SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. Number two, weird, long, rubbery, fibrous blood clots, biostructures, as they're being described. Three, myocarditis, irregular heartbeats and heart attacks. Four, cancer and tumors flaring up out of the blue. Five, catching and or dying from COVID-19 or its variants. Sure. Sure they did. It wasn't the shot. It was COVID. Number six, paralysis of arms, legs, or face. Such as what we heard about with Justin Bieber's Ramsay Hunt syndrome that was circulating out there. Number seven, suddenly suffering from Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. It's also known as Guillain-Barré syndrome. Also AIDS, also ADE, or VAED. So they're calling, you know, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, VAIDS, a lot of what's out there for that matter, just to add to that. And their sources included health.clevelandclinic.org, thegatewaypundit.com, and naturalnews.com. So you might want to check out those sites on your own independently on these topics. We had an international team of experts. This was put out, let's see, by Revolution Europa. This was over on VK. But a German physicist and therapist, Dr. Klaus Retzlaff, is the spokesperson for an international team of experts researching the COVID shots, dosage, and damage as well. An international team of experts confirming there's an altered blood count in the people who've taken the shots. You know, across the board, everyone who's taken these shots, which you're not seeing in the, of course, ones who haven't taken them. So your blood is altered permanently, is what's starting to seem. And a lot of these things, all of these changes from the shots, we're also finding have been passing down to offspring. It's very important as well. So again, this was German physicist and therapist Dr. Klaus Retzlaff, R-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F, Retzlaff, is the spokesperson for an international team of experts researching the shots as well as their doses and damage statistical data. The scientists compared images of blood samples from subjects vaccinated and unvaccinated. The shocking result, quote, "We see changes in the blood of all vaccinated people without exception," unquote. Since this is not explained, the question arises, is this not a criminal offense? And with everything converging out there, we have many talking about chaos, you know, and how to survive such a scenario. There's one article over circulating, let's see, Brandon Tuberville. And that was at Blacklisted News, controlling the savages, he's calling the article. COVID lockdowns, shortages, and the Great Reset. And of course, just how all these things play off one another is an important study in itself. As far as the Ukraine developments as they are, Russia declares the Donbass Republic, quote unquote, fully liberated. And of course, in response to this, the United States media begins walking back their rosy coverage of the situation in Ukraine, as far as how the West has been faring. But let's see, here's a tweet from Serge, S-E-R-G-E, at Z-I-N-V-O-R on Twitter. Russia has captured 100% of Luhansk Oblast, the first Ukrainian oblast now completely out of Kiev's control. The Luhansk People's Republic is now complete. Yeah, and there's another one from Russians with Attitude on Twitter. Russia advances in the Luhansk area between June 25 and July 3. Another from Thamar Al-Saili on Twitter. News, Ukraine, Russia, Donbass. July 3rd, 2022, the Russian military installed the victory banner in Belogorov. Belogorovka. I'm butchering it again. It was the last settlement of the LPR, which remained under the control of the Kiev regime. Now the republic is completely liberated. And you can watch it on a video of the TV channel Zvezda, Z-V-E-Z-D-A. The last remnants of Ukrainian forces have been driven out of the Luhansk People's Republic. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu announced on Sunday. Shoigu, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. He reported the news to President Vladimir Putin, the defense minister said in a statement. Russian troops and Donbass forces have completely seized Luhansk, the last major city which has remained under Ukrainian control since 2014 when the LPR declared its independence shortly after a coup in Kiev. So, other news related to Ukraine. Are U.S. weapons supplied to Ukraine ending up on the dark net marketplaces? Over at Zero Hedge, they had this article citing a lack of oversight for billions of dollars of U.S. weapons pumped into Ukraine. And it has concerned the Pentagon. It has to by now that we have people like, I think Rand was talking about accountability, Rand Paul, accountability for where any of this is going. Why not just, hey, let's stop sending any of it, you know, but no. Still, he's at least doing something to stress such a point and focus. They're worried about anti-tank missiles and explosive drones, at least now that people have been talking about these concerns, ending up in the wrong hands. A new investigation allegedly found some of these weapons are, in fact, being sold on the dark web. RT journalists were undercover pretending to be weapons buyers, and they claim they've come in contact with Ukrainian arms smugglers offering a host of different items. I mean, they mention machine guns, body armor, some of the US/West's most advanced weapons, such as the Javelin and MLAW anti-tank systems, or Phoenix Ghost and Switchblade explosive drones. The journalist said one darknet marketplace had a Phoenix Ghost loitering munition listed for $4,000. Another Ukrainian arms smuggler offered U.S.-made body armor sets for $1,500 and M4 carbines with suppressors and hundreds of 5.56 times 45 millimeter NATO rounds for $2,400 per set. Besides U.S. weapons, Ukrainian arms smugglers were selling British-made NLAW anti-tank systems for $15,000. Acquiring the anti-tank weapon legally would cost between $30,000 and $40,000. Since the journalist never completed transactions with the sellers, RT said, it's not possible to completely rule out that the sellers actually did not have the said weapons in stock, as the RT investigators did not complete the purchase. Scamming schemes are common for dark web marketplaces, they say, but it's just desperate cover, if you ask me. As early as April, U.S. officials began admitting, however, that once Javelin anti-tank weapons cross into Ukraine, they have no idea where they go from there. And it goes on a bit. European police agency Europol gives their 2 cents. But Ukraine is saying they want, well, they're saying $750 billion is needed, their words, to rebuild. I want to use seized Russian assets. They're talking about rebuilding with $750 billion when they haven't won yet. There may be more that needs rebuilding. Hey, let's not build anything that might get taken out. This is a little bit of a cart before the horse scenario, wouldn't you say? But, you know, we'll see. I mean, we have enough concerns here at home. I wish we would stop sending money there, but I wish we'd stop printing money enough to destroy our ability to survive, just blow our living standards into oblivion with this inflation from so many angles, you know, whether it's this infrastructure bill or the Build Back Better. Of course, we had the COVID relief, which just started the recent insane money printing. Should go again, just to remind you, I should mention this frequently. It's gotten so bad in the last 22 months alone, folks. Less than 2 years. And it surged where 80% of all U.S. dollars were printed. You know, as of October 21, it had an insane surge since January 2020. And so, yeah, 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence had been printed. In January 2020, we had $4 trillion in existence. In October 2021, we had $20 trillion in existence. I don't think there are not consequences for that. We will be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death. any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey solo today. Sorry about the mixed signals regarding Stephen at the start of the show. I was planning on going on, and I guess it wasn't really clear. But then Stephen was having issues with his signal. But no, he was planning on coming on tomorrow to join us and for the round table. So yeah, he's fine and he'll be here soon enough. And of course, if you missed his debut this past Saturday, definitely check it out in the archive. You know, you could even go to the archives and at the bottom, you can search by host. You know, there's a scroll of all the hosts who are current. You can find his name and do it that way. And then you have a nice link that shows all his shows with his most recent at top. Great debut there. So yeah, you might want to check out it's After Farron Shof every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central. Thought Crime Live with Stephen Douglas Weitener. So he'll be back at that this coming Saturday. But yeah, he'll be here tomorrow and on Friday, I expect, for the roundtable as well. As far as other news out there, I was getting into the economy or about to. But as a segue, you know, this CO2 PSYOP, you know, this misinformation about the reality out there and how CO2 increased would just make it easier for us all to plant crops to survive off of, you know, exactly what the elites don't want. You know, it would make it harder for their scarcity regarding growing food if you increase CO2, they want to turn it around, of course, work with their engineered, and therefore artificial in the natural sense, engineered scarcity of energy along with water and food. And it's what it's about, you know, moving to electric, Biden being given marching orders from his globalists, the puppet he is, to do everything possible to make fuel less really affordable for anyone, and all the domino effects in the economy and adding to the insane inflation, you know, cost of living just skyrocketing with our wages stagnating, stagflation, as I've mentioned in general, is a harsh feedback loop. You know, I mean, you're not making as many products because no one can afford them. But those products are going to get more expensive, more than they deserve to be, because just there aren't many out there. So they, you know, it's just the way it goes. And there are very few ways of getting away from that. You know, you have to remove the money you printed out of circulation. You have to get rid of the Federal Reserve if you really want to fix things. At the very least, for the beginning, we need fuel. And we need it affordable, and we need all of these psyops for global totalitarian plans, if you will, to cease and desist. Biden is just the strongest globalist figurehead we've had in that presidential role, as it is at this point. So I was mentioning how bad the out-of-control money printing was, you know, I mean, in 2 years' time, from $4 trillion to $20 trillion. You know, I mean, it doesn't take an economic expert to understand that. And so I was, I was going to point out just a little clarification regarding the pipelines I referred to when Biden came into office. I was mentioning a European pipeline when I meant to mention the Keystone, which is the one he shut down when he first came into office. At one point, I even reported on air, I referred to the Nord Stream 2, which was pointed out later. Yeah, you referred to a European pipeline. I was like, oh, I refer to Nord Stream 2. Okay, the Keystone pipeline was the first one shut down. From my understanding, when he came into office. Then there was the Colonial Pipeline a bit later. That one, Colonial Pipeline, was a cross-country Texas to the East Coast, and it was a Georgia-owned and operated, and Georgia-run, at least we could say, the Colonial Pipeline. So we had the Keystone Pipeline, then we had the Colonial Pipeline, and then, of course, the Alaskan Pipeline had its project halted. So all of these things, which were done very intentionally, and, you know, again, scarcity. It's all about scarcity. But that's what we need, you know. I mean, we have some people out there to quote on that. Fuel is the only deciding factor at the moment. If you want to fix things, we'll be right back, folks. They're not going to fix things. Ruin their plans.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey, flying solo this afternoon. I was getting into the economy with a warm-up related to the CO2 climate PSYOP. And we have a reference to this as weapons of mass deception and the ailing psychological war against the people. So it's from an unexpected source here, but the author was Brandon Campbell. Continuing the title, a climate scientist says humans cause less than 0.05 degrees Celsius of global warming, and warns of anarchy from delusional net zero policies. That's right, we're going to be into chaos and anarchy, a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome scenario before these people get their way, but they're going to keep pushing without seeing the inevitable conclusion. I mean, the real plan is that most of us are not supposed to own our own vehicles. They're never going to worry about a grid handling everyone charging electric cars, because they don't see that ever as happening. I have trouble believing they ever plan to convert military equipment or, you know, deep underground boring equipment to electric, for that matter. And, of course, you know, all these elites and their Lear jets, it's all about do as we say, not as we do. But, you know, this says it all. This climate scientist says humans cause less than 0.05 degrees Celsius of global warming. Right, this is due to sun cycles, the global warming. We're now in a cooling phase. We've passed the peak of the last warming phase. Someone never told Al Gore, and the insanity, which was only intensified since. But, you know, yeah, so it's just going to accelerate and add in an exponential way to the economic crisis we're facing. These hardliners on the CO2 PSYOP. The government's own data tells us an economic collapse is underway. The U.S. economy is starting to slow down dramatically, as some are describing it, current situation, current activity, or lack thereof. And, you know, we haven't had nearly enough rates. It should have been done a long time ago, and a lot more if the Fed really wanted that to solve anything. And they really shouldn't have printed any of what they did in the last 2 years, you know, even without that. The way things were doomed to wind up, you know, with rates, who knows? You know, maybe they could have saved themselves from what is now an avalanche. But we have the whole idea, though, so at its core, you know, there is some sound theory behind behind raising rates. But, you know, they're not realistic. You know, a chillingly realistic path is to let the banks and the markets fail. This is just something that will not happen unless these people completely lose power, unfortunately. Al Aaron is out there saying markets are exiting artificial regime that the Federal Reserve supported for far too long. Here's another good quote from another economist. Parity is just a matter of time now. You know, referring to the European market as well. Euro crashes to 20-year low as recession reality trounces European Central Bank rate hike delusions. Congress, on another economic point, Congress is about to save the Ponzi scheme known as the crypto market, cryptocurrencies, by having them dip into Federal Reserve cash to save the crypto markets. Congress is all in on this at this point. Why? Well, you know, they want to make sure digital currencies look like an attractive thing right now, folks. Central bank digital currencies are coming. I mean, we have like over 100 countries already in the planning stages, like 117 or something I quoted last week. But so for you to start feeling warm and fuzzy about central bank digital currencies, you have to have a good opinion of all that's transpired thus far. And currently with digital currencies, the Fed will do anything to support them, just like the markets, just like the Talmudic bankers who are propped up relentlessly with your money. Well, devaluing your money and your spending power, mind you, at any time. And every time these people or institutions or markets are propped up, money is printed for any of this. Be it COVID, Ukraine, infrastructure. Okay, the public will quickly learn, however, that commodities have far more value than worthless paper currency their governments can print at will. It's just getting too extreme, folks, and everyday people are going to get it a little more than our overlords would feel comfortable soon. This is what is being predicted. Powell out there, Jerome Powell at the Fed, sounds like a child at this point when we hear him speak about these things. I mean, for me to know more about inflation than him and just the history, the nature of these things is the way it sounds on the surface. That's how dumb he's playing it. in the way he speaks. And because we know that, you know, he wouldn't, even if he's backing up this twisted, rigged Jewish banking system of our Jewish elite overlords. Okay, so Jerome Powell, referring to inflation, there was a weekly inflation outlook. Time to be wrong more slowly, perhaps? Okay. You know, that at least could maybe make it a softer landing, but you're going to break bones, Fed. That's undeniable. Here's the quote from Jerome Powell. We've lived in that world where inflation was not a problem. I don't know what world he was living in, but maybe it was just too easy to hide for a certain era, he means. We've lived in that world where inflation was not a problem. I think we understand better how little we understand about inflation. This is from the chair of the Fed. I understand inflation. You don't have to speak for both of us, Mr. Powell. They're calling this strike three for the Federal Reserve. You know, I mean, it was already printing more money to prop up markets just last week after raising rates. I was reporting on that as well the past week and a half. And, well, this is interesting. Peter Schiff, who's always quick to call out the uselessness of these token gestures, these optics we're having these institutions go through. Again, Peter Schiff, who was quoted back in June 12th, for example, people should realize rate hikes will not be enough to bring down inflation, but they will be enough to bring down the economy. Peter Schiff's bank in Puerto Rico was closed on him. You know, no evidence of crimes, but Puerto Rico regulators. This is Schiff tweeted this just 2 days ago on the 3rd. Despite no evidence of claims, Puerto Rico regulators closed my bank anyway for net capital issues rather than allow a sale to a highly qualified buyer promising to inject capital far in excess of regulatory minimums. As a result, accounts are frozen and customers may lose money. But, you know, he's on top of just the fact that, you know, the amount of money printing, you know, to think raising rates a little, I mean, they don't get that. That could maybe fix a tiny little fraction of, inflationary money printing over a long period of time, perhaps. And it's ridiculous. I can see how ridiculous it is when you just look at the numbers and just the amounts out there, the percentages out there alone. But rising interest rates may blow up the federal budget as well, for that matter. In fiscal year 2020, at the height of COVID stimulus mania, Congress managed to spend nearly twice what the federal government raised in taxes. And that's no surprise. Yet in 2021, with Treasury debt piled sky high and spilling over $30 trillion, Congress was able to service this gargantuan obligation with interest payments of less than $400 billion. Total interest expense of $392 billion for the year represented only about 6% of the roughly $6.8 trillion in federal outlays. How is this possible? In short, very low interest rates. In fact, average weighted rate across all outstanding Treasury debt in 2021 was well below 2%. Just, you know, funny money for the bankers for far too long, okay? Here's an article with the ridiculous title, Saudis Unwilling to Upset Putin as Biden Begs for More Crude. This is totally warping the reality that the Saudis don't want to upset Putin. I mean, we had on a hot mic, Macron whispering or mentioning to Biden, you know, the Saudis are already at full capacity. You know, there's just no more to pump. So I don't even, you know, I mean, it was all for optics for him to try to ask elsewhere, act like he didn't have anything to do with the situation. You know, all the pipelines, regulations, everything which has attacked the oil industry and the natural gas industry, especially in Europe, being attacked likewise, for that matter. But, yeah, trying to twist the words there. An oil billionaire was out there blasting Biden and his gas price blame game, saying only one thing will fix inflation. This was New York billionaire and refiner John Katsimatidis, who owns hundreds of gas stations, but he blasted President Joe Biden's pinning the blame on high prices at the pump on gas station owners, arguing there's only one solution for inflation, boosting production of crude. You know, I mean, but with everything this administration has done, with these pipelines, with regulations, with taxes, and some of it has, on the state level, even affected cross-country access. Futures slide as recession fears, Trump tariff optimism. There are so many ways, folks. We're seeing the writing on the wall. I have a bit of some other news here. I may have to skip some of this or just breeze through it. A Dutch government to ban all farming. Maybe we can talk about that more with our Dutch correspondent later this week. Far-left groups use map created by university professors to target pregnancy centers. Okay, so university professors are getting in on the felonies, huh? Okay. That's interesting. I'm sure that won't be prosecuted since it's, you know, pro far left, corporate media sanctioned. We are witnessing a stunning breakdown of law and order, Michael Schneider is saying. And the overwhelmed police seem powerless to stop it. Now, this is important. I wanted to mention this more clearly. I referenced it vaguely after hearing Mr. Michael Rivera report it. Well, like I think he said on Tuesday last week, he was reporting. This came from Daily Mail, a source. Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Steinger, who was in charge of Capitol Security on January 6th and who blamed, quote unquote, professional agitators, dies suddenly, hours before today's surprise hearing moved up because of safety concerns. Quote unquote, safety concerns for Mark Meadows' top aide. So, yeah, dying suddenly on Monday, and, you know, all too convenient, blaming professional agitators being an eyewitness. There was another dovetailing article on this topic. I came across at a WRH, but it was from Women's Systems. January 6th committee announces surprise hearing for Tuesday. Recently obtained evidence. Witness testimony. How convenient. How convenient. The timing there. We can look into that more when we have a bit more time. Judicial Watch obtains DOJ records showing top Mueller team repeatedly, accidentally, in quotes, wiped phones. And yeah, we've already heard a bit about that. The World Economic Forum is launching a very sinister digital passport in September of 2022, this year in September. WEF digital passport. And your blood will be required. Well, doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? We'll have to look into that more. We had a parade in Illinois erupt into chaos. More about the tyranny in New York, social media history for firearms, going back 3 years that the governor wants for the state of New York. New York mayor of the city says he'll mandate COVID shots for children this autumn. And, you know, we're hearing a lot. It's going to be a big, big thing this year, you know, attacking the children. It's going to be hard to deal with the other totalitarianism world government plans when your children are even given these shots, having their blood and DNA altered and propagandized with these sexual degeneracy. But you're supposed to be able to stop the other things when there's that. I'm sorry I hadn't if the callers are still on, I'll try to grab them after the break here. All right, stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Take a couple quick calls.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with the last segment. We have a couple callers. And, you know, even Jeff Bezos was out there blasting President Brandon over this blame on gas stations. You know, he's blaming anything and everything. But his most recent, where he was trying to blame gas stations. And let's look at that again. Biden saying, bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product. And do it now. Bezos says, ouch, inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this. It's either straight ahead misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. I mean, this man is, I don't even think he's making decisions on any of this, of course. You know, do I think he's deciding on his own tweets? Anyone who's watched his speeches would not think so. John in Tennessee, I see you've been holding a long time, sir. I'm sorry. What did you want to add today, sir? It looks like, okay, John dropped, but he was on there for a bit long. Kathleen, we have. Kathleen in Texas. Hey, what's on your mind, Kathleen?
Hey, Richard. You really got my attention with the, was it Denmark not allowing people to have a farm?
No, in Holland. Yeah,
Holland. Okay, mm-hmm. Holland, and I'll look forward to hearing the discussion of that. But I called today because I wanted to make a quote from Stephen Douglas Weitzner's first show, and so here's a quote from him. A thought crime a day keeps the tyrants away.
Brilliant. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he was. His show was great. I've told you before how much I love your shows because it's nonstop researched information that's, you know, very provocative. You never waste our time. That's the highest compliment, I think. I always feel that way about Robert Raybould. There's some host on the RBN, and they say, I am not doing this for your entertainment, you know. And I think to myself, don't want to waste my time. And I love drama suspense. I want to hear all this. But it is very entertaining. So I appreciate you informing me and entertaining me. So thank you so much. And please give that message to Stephen Douglas Weitzner.
I will, but I know he's listening. Thank you so much for the kind words. I'll keep trying to do my best, Kathleen.
Oh, you do. You're great. Okay, take care. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. And please support RBN, folks, to keep all of these voices on here, you know, all of this information on a daily basis live to you. And free speech, of course. We do have a good variety of perspectives here on the station. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast from Patrick. And we will speak again soon, folks. Transcend the construct. Regards.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.